Hey everyone, it's Wednesday, December 7th. My name is Will. I'm going to be running through today's morning brief. Starting with a look at the performance that we saw from the major areas yesterday. Another down day for most risk-on areas of the market. Crude oil down almost 3.5%. NASDAQ Composite off about 2% as well. Russell 2000 in the mix on the downside. On the upside, we did see a bit more relief in the ag. The dollar also was able to reverse up on its trend chart. No material change of picture there. And then gold was also able to continue its near-term rally. Fair amount of charts that I want to run through today. First one is going to be crude oil. Just really can't catch a break right here. Reversed or falling down lower yesterday, matching its lowest chart levels of the year at $74. Looking back before 74, apart from this year, hasn't really been a notable area of support. But we are getting closer to those December 2021 lows. So a lot of weakness still in the commodity space, at least for crude oil, hasn't fully carried through to the equities at this time. NASDAQ Composite, also notable move yesterday, added two O's, formed a triple bottom at 11,000. That's also nearby its bullish support line, i.e., positive trend line. So pivotal point for the NASDAQ Composite, I'd say you don't want to see a break to 10,800 that would turn you to a sell signal and violate the bullish support line. So definitely looking to hold here. If we reverse up higher, best case, you maybe get a third consecutive buy signal that would solidify some good support at 11,000. Russell 2000, like I said, also in the mix yesterday, the third worst performing of the major areas. It did break this support. So it broke a quadruple bottom at, let's see, 1820, returned the index to a sell signal, and now it's testing its bullish support line. Small caps were a notable leader for a lot of part, at least parts of this year, and some of the recoveries that we've seen. So this is another important chart to keep in mind, like the NASDAQ Composite, in a bit of a pivotal position. You really like to see this positive trend line hold at 1800. It will be violated at 1790. S&P 500 also broke support yesterday, returned it to a sell signal. Although of the charts mentioned so far, this doesn't look to be in as pivotal of a position as the NASDAQ Composite and the Russell 2000. I think those have a lot more at stake given their positive trend lines nearby. The S&P 500 is still decently above its positive trend line, so near-term uptrend at this point still seems to be intact. Nonetheless, we are seeing enough weakness to get the index back to a sell signal. Some indicator movements yesterday, nothing on the macro front, so no major asset allocation changes. I know we've had a lot of those lately with Dolly and the group scores page, but some of the more participation-based indicators, so looking at the stocks on an individual basis, the 40-week for the S&P 500 is the percentage of stocks above their 40-week slash 200-day moving average. This reversed down into O's yesterday from 62%. 62% was the highest level we've seen this year since really the market started selling off in January. So interesting market memory, but we are seeing some of that roll over now as stocks are moving back below their 200-day moving average, just as we got above some of those milestones we saw during past rallies this year. Part of this, keep in mind, could be just the front end of the calculation dropping off, but it is a notable development on this is a slower moving kind of longer term front. The bullish percent for the S&P small cap 600, so it's a bit more short term percentage of small cap stocks on point and figure buy signals. This also reversed down yesterday, similar to the 40 week, kind of right around its highest levels of the year. This one actually got to its highest levels of the year at 62%, coming back down into O's, telling us the small cap names are returning to point and figure sell signals. We're not really going to call, 20% support or anything of that matter. This is just a participation reading. So you'd still like to see this stay elevated, and staying above 50% would be healthy for this indicator. I've seen a lot of chatter about banks and financials yesterday and over the past couple of days. So just to comment on that a bit, Spider Fund XLF, fund score of 2.99. So technically not in acceptable territory still. We surged past the rally highs we saw in May, June, August of this year, recently pulled back from that area of resistance though. So probably solidifying that you have some good resistance around $35.50 and $36. That would be confirmed here from our charting as well. Something positive for financials though, if you're looking for some follow-through confirmation, would be a reversal up and then a break at 36.50. I think that would look really strong for XLF here. You put in a higher bottom and get off of this stem that we're sitting on here. Another look at the space, Invesco KBW Bank ETF. Note, an abysmal fund score of 0.55, so not technically an acceptable fund by our technical scoring or our fund scoring. Note, though, you are seeing some type of near-term uptrend and participation here, two consecutive buy signals. You haven't seen two consecutive buy signals since, was this October of 21? So in terms of banks completely breaking down via this fund right here, KBWB, broad-based, not really seeing that. I think the near-term recovery picture still looks decent for this fund. Of course, on an individual basis, you can go and point out a lot of names that are not doing well. JP Morgan, of course, of the big banks, catching a lot of flack. Bank of America as well. Those charts not looking constructive. But in terms of this particular fund, broad-based, haven't really seen this particular one roll over yet. Excuse me, not my cleanest outro, but that's all I had by way of announcements and developments this morning. Thanks for your time. David Clark will be with you all tomorrow morning.